The six charter schools were warned in December they weren't meeting academic or financial standards. John Dodd heads up Honors Academy in Farmers Branch and says the Texas Education Agency has it wrong, and his parents are mad.
The commissioner has been referred to by some of our parents as being a bully and should be sent to the principal's office.
Dodd stands with them. He says Honors Academy has good schools and sound finances despite the state's accusations. Park Smith, CEO of Austin's American Youth Works, echoes Dodd's comments.
We're exasperated by them using a flawed spreadsheet to replace good common sense.
Smith says his school teaches students who failed to finish high school. It's their second chance at graduation, and the campus has always passed academic muster. It's been cited for financial problems, even though Smith says it has a $3.5 million endowment and runs in the black. He cites one specific example of the school using teachers who also train students for jobs. Some teach construction and math. That helps students pass tests and get jobs. But Smith says the TEA counts that dual role as a negative.
Those job site trainers have direct contact with our students, but they count against us even though TEA doesn't pay for any of those resources.
Smith doesn't get it, nor does his chairman of the board who runs Austin Community College, and neither does John Dodd.
Look, due process has not taken place. We need to get on into the real courts where real judges and real juries and real people have an opportunity to make those kind of decisions.
But winning on appeal will be a pretty high hurdle, according to TEA spokesperson Debbie Ratcliffe.
Because this decision is based on academic accountability ratings or financial ratings, they've had multiple opportunities to appeal the data. They can't just sit there for 4 or 5 years and do nothing and now try to say it was wrong. It's pretty late in the process.
Both school leaders say they have appealed. Now they're putting their faith in the next hearing. Each faces an administrative law judge on different dates in April. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.